If I could talk the stories, I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on the 17th day of January, 2011. Happy birthday to Kate Moss, who is 37. Sade is 52. Jim Stafford is 67. And Ronnie Millsap is 68. Ronnie Millsap has relatives in Macon. And so we see his bus here all the time. You know, and of course, he always jokes, yes, I drove the bus. Today, Ivan the Terrible was named Tsar of Russia in 1547. Now, I'm just thinking, we've had some pretty strange people in the White House and people that have done good jobs and bad jobs and congressmen and senators that may or may not have left the country better for when they were here. But how bad do you have to be for the last part of your name to be the Terrible? Isn't it great we all aren't named that way? If we were, you'd be listening to Bill the Boring Podcast. Well, you are anyway. I've had a couple of people ask about iTunes and getting these podcasts on iTunes. And if you go to the Bill TV Macon page of Audioboo, right on the front where you have the menu of all the podcasts, there is an iTunes button. And if you click that button, it will subscribe you to Bill TV Macon on iTunes. And you'll just automatically get these as I update them. Okay, that's how that works. Pretty simple. Glad they set it up that way, because if it were hard, I wouldn't be able to do it. I heard from a great friend yesterday. My mother passed away the week of Christmas, and I've had the most amazing conversations with great friends that have called from all over the country to see how I'm doing and to check up on me and to say hello. And so this great friend of mine, Phil Phillips, that I grew up with, phoned yesterday. And we always have the most amazing conversations because they always end in music, in conversations about what he's listening to and what we like. And I was telling him about my recent video on YouTube, and we were discussing about why the music was so great back in the 60s and 70s and why young people, old people, everybody seems to still enjoy the music. I get younger people commenting on how they wish they were alive during the 60s and 70s, and my reply is, no, you don't. Because one of the reasons the music was so powerful and so good was because of the horrible things that were going on in the world. If you think about it, we saw a president assassinated, especially on a day like today when it's the celebration of the life of Martin Luther King Jr. We saw him gunned down. We had the war in Vietnam where we saw our friends go away and never come back. There were things going on in Kent State. All sorts of social commentary was made through music. It was music that was made from the heart and from the soul. Even the Beatles, if you look at the Beatles through history, they were so popular in America because we had just been through the Kennedy assassination. And we were trying to regroup, and here come these four guys from Liverpool. America has the most amazing relationship with Britain, which I love and cherish. And we're always kind of got each other's back, you know what I mean? And if they've ever done anything for this country that helped pull us up by our bootstraps and get things back to normal after this horrible time, that was it. The Beatles export was it. And followed, of course, by all these other great, amazing groups from that country. And we were still making music here. Music is always at its best when you not only put your talent, but your heart and soul into it. You know, we have a lot of music factories today that make hits and, you know, two words, auto-tune. But back then, when you wrote a song, you know, the lyrics were really important. What you said, at least in the most part. Now, you know, I can't really find a whole lot of social commentary in that song, Gimme That Ding. But you know what I mean. We had a voice, we had a statement, we had things to say, and suddenly, Top 40 Radio, which played the current music, the current hits, we're all drawn together by this, by the internet. I know people all over the world are listening to this podcast today, which back in the 60s and 70s would have been impossible, but we're all connected now. We know more about what's going on in the world through this little box that connects us to everyone, and thank goodness for that. And speaking of music, the same thing that where radio stations controlled what you heard, now, through the internet, we hear some fantastic artists that never would have been heard had it not been for what we do today. And we'll see you tomorrow.